You're listening to DottoTech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
We'll continue on with Gillian Shaw, the digital life reporter for the Vancouver Sun. Her life is all things digital. What URL should we point people at?
Well, I blog at the VancouverSun.com digital life.
Yeah.
You can find me in lots of places in the newspaper, but that's kind of the home for my blog.
Yeah. We used to hang out at all of the technology shows, the big Macworlds. They don't have to do those anymore with the internet.
I know. Everything's online
and
virtual. You can
just stay at home and it's all online and virtual, as you said. And let's talk about some of the stories that you're working on. You're talking about there's a brand new Ipsos Reid survey out about how our Canadians' credit card habits, and we're not very smart with our money.
Apparently, I have to say, totally guilty as charged on this one, Steve, because what this Ipsos Reid survey found was something like 21% of Canadians, so that's like more than one in five, right, have been victims of what they call deceptive marketing. But basically, it's that they have their credit card charged with a charge that they didn't even know that they signed on for. And that could be something like they agreed to some conditions when they hit the buy button that, you know, they didn't know they were going to buy a subscription for the rest of their life, or they, you know.
So they thought they were buying something for $9.95, but it's really $9.95 a month.
Yeah. It happens in all kinds of ways. Or they don't read the fine print about, you know, returning. I mean, it's not sort of like scams, Steve. It could be just something as simple as, you know, you hit the buy button and then find out, you know, that you missed the part that said no matter what is wrong with this product, when it arrives, you're out of luck.
Mm.
So try getting your money back. And how many people read the file? Do you, Steve?
No. I'm looking at the statistics that you brought forward and said 25% of online shoppers read the entire terms and conditions. I don't believe that.
Well, I know.
I don't believe that.
I think those people are just lying. They're exaggerating. And then there's the half, and I would say most of us are like that. Half people say they read a portion of the fine print. Well, by the portion, that might be the first line where it says, you know, click down here to say agree.
Yeah.
And then another, what is it? Like
27%.
They just blow past that completely. They don't even care what they're agreeing to. They just agree.
I wonder if that's because of the faith people have in the credit cards reversing charges if they complain, if they think that they won't be held liable.
Well, it's a good point. And
or responsible,
I think, with legitimate companies, because I'm in that for, you know, 50% that doesn't really pay too much attention, because how much time do we have to read the fine print? Much to our own, you know, expense at times. But I've gone back to companies and said, listen, I didn't realize when I signed on to this monthly thing that if I didn't actively stop it at the end of a year or whatever the time period was, you were just going to keep, you know, billing my credit card until the end of my life, or the end of my credit card expires.
That happens with people with the gym that they sign up for, and the gym, you know,
exactly.
If you sign up for one of those lifetime memberships, yeah, in the gym, try and get them to stop paying. I can remember, I think it was Fitness World I joined years ago, and I couldn't get them to stop charging my card, no matter, they like hid the person that would do that.
Well, and it's, I mean, so much easier online, right? Because
yeah,
when you're shopping online, and one of the things is that negative billing option where you have to click, they'll have it pre-clicked to say, yes, I want to buy into this or sign up for that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't notice that that's already been, you've
selected,
it's been selected for you.
Yep.
You may be agreeing to things that you have no idea what you're agreeing to until you read your credit card bill.
Well, let's continue on this theme a little bit, talking a little bit about purchasing habits as new online payment systems come down. You did a story a while back on BMO launching a tap and go payments from your cell phone. That concept is fascinating. And there's quite the battle now being waged between Google with Google Wallet and PayPal. And so Tell us about the Bank of Montreal system.
Well, I love the whole mobile payment space, which is hugely growing, as you know, Steve, because I think there's nothing. I frequently go out the door with nothing more in my pocket, you know, when I go for a walk or something, than my cell phone. So
And then you've got a hankering for pizza, and what are you going
to
do?
Exactly. So I think it's very sensible to be able to use your cell phone to buy whatever you want to buy in various ways. Well, the BMO, the Bank of Montreal, has made, basically, it's the PayPass tag that goes on your phone. And it's kind of like, you know, when you take that little pass and you go to buy gas and you wave your pass over the gas pump.
Now, I think, I don't know why, Shell, who I buy my gas at because I like air miles, they're discontinuing that PayPass system. And I don't know why.
Well, I've also written about the security risks in that.
That's
because
there are
all kinds of RFID readers. RFID is the technology, the short-range radio technology, that could actually scoop up that information. And it's a little controversial, although RFID is here to stay. That technology is here to stay. But it's that kind of idea that when you get to the checkout, you don't have to be fumbling in your wallet for your cash
loyalty
or
card
or you just swipe with your phone and there you go. You've got your coffee, you got your Starbucks or your blends and you're out the door.
So is there a certain vendor that's leading the way with Bank of Montreal as far as this goes, or is there going to be, like, I know that Google is stepping into the space and PayPal. Who else are the big players?
Well, those are the big ones, and there are big ones in the States, and there are some here as well. They're just in various forms, and people are, you know, attacking this problem in various ways. Who will end up being the winner is too early to say. But PayPass, of course, is
who Bank of Montreal is.
That's right. The PayPass with the Bank of Montreal, they have all their MasterCard credit card holders, right? And so they have a pretty built-in user base right there.
So there's, what, 4 or 5 major Canadian banks, and almost most of the merchants we go to is with CIBC or Bank of Montreal, one of these main ones. So similarly how we see different Interac readers, that's what we'll see as far as different tap-and-go payment systems.
Tap-and-go pay systems, yeah.
And so they're obviously going to have the same kind of – there's going to have to be some standards built – because you're not going to want to have to sign up for 3 or 4 different accounts. And you know, if I've got my bank account at Bank of Montreal, I'm not going to open a CIBC account so I can tap and go at Save on Foods.
I know. Do you see a day when this could be your tap and go? Your phone could be your new Interact card.
Oh, it has to be.
Yeah.
That's where it has to go.
Yeah, and you can't pull out a different phone for every transaction.
Yeah, or like, you might have to have different accounts for each one.
Exactly.
But the standardization will have to occur. How soon till we see it? How soon till I'm going to be able to tap and pay?
I think this is going. I think they are rolling it out already.
And really?
Yeah.
So it's just.
I have to. You know, I'll have to check up on the date on that because I wrote that a little while ago.
Yeah, it was about a month ago that you wrote about.
But I think that it was their move to their cashless society was being rolled out.
I think they should put it in parking meters.
Well, I already pay. I pay all my parking in Vancouver with my cell phone, but I can't swipe my cell phone. I have to dial the number.
You have to dial the number,
which is a bit of an inconvenience.
But it's better than getting a ticket. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about what's happening in the mobility space and Wi-Fi. And when we come back,
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.